Yes, we are going to a funeral. It is going to be a hard one. If you ever wanted to know what a Proverbs 31 woman looked like, it was this lady.
That's right.
Hallelujah. She was a prayer warrior. And if you were ever in her house and left hungry, it was because you literally had your lips sewn shut.
Amen.
The woman could cook. But she just served and served and served and served. I mean, a deacon for 30 plus years in the House of the Lord Fellowship. And she's spoken into a lot of people's lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's the kind of woman that would take younger women under her wing. And we're going to go down and just celebrate her graduation, but also mourn her loss. Brother Matt, I'm glad you spoke up this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a time for prayer. And God put it on my heart to speak on spiritual warfare. It's amazing how he does that, isn't it? I had not talked to him about this at all. And yet, here we are in this season. And you know, God has kind of interrupted what we thought was going to be what this year was all about. You know, we thought, oh, we're going to have some community outreach. We're going to be able to go out into the streets and be able to, and we can still do that some, and we're trying. But we had thought, oh, we're going to have all these wonderful events, and all these people were going to be coming in, and we were just going to be able to show them the love of Christ. And he says, wait a second. That sounds all good and everything, but I'm going to change it up on you. And it's been kind of, I have to admit, I was excited. I was ready. I was jumping in with both feet. And he says, wait. I have something for you. And then COVID hits.
Yeah.
And then all the civil unrest and all this stuff that's happening. And God says, you see, I need to do some things in this country and in this area that just needs to be handled. And there's some things that we're going to deal with.
Yeah.
And I had to take a few seconds and just, more than a few seconds, but you know what I mean. And just start to say, God, what is it you want me to be looking at? Because it's so easy to see COVID-19. Should I wear a mask? Should I not wear a mask? Should I be fearful? Should I be, you know, taking precautions? Should I be this, that, and the other thing, and you know, trying to be a good church and a good shepherd, and at the same time trying to be a good citizen of the United States, and you got all this stuff going on. And Matt, nail, head. That is what we need to be doing. We need to be seeking God, because it is so easy to get caught up in the media. It is so easy to get caught up in the social stuff, and just to really get drawn in. And it's amazing, because of our American ways, we feel like we have to take sides. But the side we should be taking is the one the Spirit says to take. Are we on our knees? Are we praying? Are we saying, you know what? I see a lot of enemies out there, but they're not people.
That's good. Yeah. Amen.
2 Corinthians. If you needed some scripture, here you go. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. We know this one. You got me, brother? Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 10, Mark. Chapter 10. We can do this. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
Right.
All right? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments.
Mm-hmm.
How many know we need that?
Yeah.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into a captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have got to stop looking at people. There are spiritual battles going on, and we are so focused on what else is going on. We've got to start saying, God, where do you want me to be looking? How should I be dealing with this? And I've been reading a book. It's called Hand Me Another Brick. And it's based off Nehemiah's leadership. And it starts right at the very beginning in chapter 1 of Nehemiah, where he says, I heard about the walls and the citizens of Jerusalem. And the first thing he did was he mourned, prayed, and fasted. That's step number one. When we see things crumbling around us, step number one is we got to hit our knees and start seeking. Okay? Not start trying to make arguments, not start trying to join in all the stuff. It's easy to do. It's easy to get drawn into. It really is. Not that it shouldn't be something we're thinking about, but are we making sure that when we do it, we are looking at the spirit that is behind it? Because that is where the true battle is won. If you don't take care of that spirit, that heart will never change. That mind will never change. If you do not handle the spirit first. Bring my notes up again. This is called the City of Refuge. Right there. And one thing about the cities of the old days is they had walls, including Jerusalem. And the first thing that Nehemiah did when he got back to Jerusalem is he went around and checked the walls and saw them in disrepair. He did not go around counting the enemy. He didn't go around getting discouraged. He went around looking for the things that needed patched up. He says, God, we need to fix this. And I love it because, you know what? The enemy tried to draw him away. Mm-hmm. They said, come, meet with us. And he says, sorry, I'm busy. I'm doing a great work and cannot come down. A lot of times before we are going to go and address the enemy, we need to address our walls and say, is this in order? Am I in order? Are people where they need to be? You know, an army just doesn't send all their guys in. There is tactical ideas in place that say, you move it this time, you move it this time, this is what you do. You know, a plane isn't going to go through the woods like a tank. You don't just send things in. You have a purpose and a plan. And I really appreciated it because Amy and Sister Pastor Abby have been really praying about it. And before they would even post anything on social media, they would say, I want to submit this to you. Can you look this over? Can you pray with this about me? Is this something I should be doing? Now, I'm not saying don't show pictures of your puppy dog. Okay? This was dealing specifically with the race issues that are going on in this country. But what are we doing in order to make sure that everything is in place? You know, I appreciated that. Instead of just shooting guns blazing, are we saying, is this, you know, is this me being emotionally charged and just wanting to charge in, or is this what God has to say? You see, a spiritual battle isn't just the prayer closet. It is the words we speak, it is the thoughts we think. You know, the Bible says to put on the entire armor of God. You have the helmet of salvation. The war in the mind is very important. And when you find your mind being caught up in all this turmoil, that's a red flag saying, hey, I need to go before God. I need to say, hey, wait a minute. Why is this going on? I should have the peace of God. God, what is it you have for me? Sometimes it's God putting a burden on your heart to pray. And sometimes we misinterpret that to say, I need to worry about this. It's really easy to do. But something comes up and it's starting to threaten you. Stop and pray. Stop and pray. There's the breastplate of righteousness. How many know it's very important to protect the vital organs? Yeah. You know, if something goes wrong, it stops working. And then it just falls apart. But it's also important to realize that a lot of times with the armor, the chest plate was part of their identification. Especially nowadays in the army. When you look right there on their shoulder, on their armor, You see where they are, their rank, who they are. This is important. Are we separated? Are we not only making sure that this is right, but are we saying, I am sanctified, I am walking in righteousness, I am separate from the world? The belt of truth. Are we girding ourselves? Are we digging into the Word? Saying, this is what the Bible says about this situation. Hallelujah. The gospel of peace. When we get into a situation, are we bringing peace? Are we dealing with the right spirit? Are we doing it in the right attitude? The shield of faith. Above all, the Bible says, equip the shield of faith. Even without your armor, your faith is going to help you. It is a protection. Hallelujah. Above all, equip your shield of faith. Let me tell you something. Faith and pride will never mix. Pride is the grease that lets your shield slip off. It's the saying of, I can do this, instead of, God, help me with this. And then there's the sword of the Spirit. We need to make sure that we are using it daily. We are practicing with it. And that it is not staying in its scabbard and it's getting bigger. You know, I remember somebody talking. I can't remember who it was. And he saw a vision of a woman, this elderly lady, praying in the front of the church. And he saw her swinging this giant sword that she should not have been able to carry. And he says, God, where's my sword? And he said, reach into your shirt pocket. That lady had gotten a hold of what it meant to walk in the Spirit and use her sword. And a lot of times we neglect it and do not pull it out. It is so sharp and so mighty. Hallelujah. And it's not just meant for those in front of us. It's also meant for ourselves. Anybody ever clean their nails out with their knife? A little bit more, you know, spiritual, I guess you could come up with something else. But you know what? Sometimes we have to take care of ourselves with it too. Deal with some stuff. I think it's very important that we deal with ourselves before using it elsewhere. That misplaced mirror syndrome. And above all, while we're doing this, we need to be asking ourselves a question. Who is getting the glory? Who is getting the glory? Are we pointing at God? Or are we saying, look at me. I'm so smart. Look at me. I'm so strong. Look at me. Look, no. God, thank you that I am just dust. You gave me life. You gave me everything I have. And God, I want to give it back. Are we doing that? Because I see what's going on. And my wife will probably very much tell you that when it comes to this kind of stuff, I do not get very vocal. Because, frankly, I'm not as deep as some people think I am. But also, I know that if I open my mouth, and if I haven't checked myself, if I haven't done my work, you know, I have that pastoral anointing on me, but that comes with a cost of, when I open my mouth, I have to take account to every single person that heard it. I have to take account to how I talk to my sheep. I have to be very careful. And so a lot of times, especially when she starts talking at me, because she's very, very, she's into it. Passionate, thank you. I was looking for that word. She's very passionate about this stuff, and she's just right at me, and I'm like, okay, I am not just going to react to what she's saying. I have to try and digest this. I have to process this, because I'm going to say something stupid. And if I don't stop, think, and actually understand what she's saying, there's going to be contention there. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. And so I'm, yep. And I hope she understands that I'm just trying to process all this, because I sometimes I just have to say, I don't know. I don't know the best answer. Is that okay? Can I be a human being? Is it okay for a pastor to say he doesn't know? God knows. Let's pray about it. God knows. Let's look in the Word. Put on the whole armor. You know, going back to the shield of faith, above all, put on the shield of faith. Nehemiah said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." The joy of the Lord is my strength. Sorry, that just popped into my head. But the joy of the Lord is his strength. But how does the Lord find joy? When his creation decides to walk with him in obedience and stand in faith. That means hearing and doing the Word of God. So if we do the work, he is going to be there. He is going to give us strength. He's going to give us grace and mercy. So when we're looking at these situations going on around us and saying, well, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Number one, hit the dirt. The most powerful position of an army of the army of God is on its knees. I have a shirt. I love the shirt. I don't wear it a whole lot because I don't want it to get ratted out. But it says, the devil saw me with my head down on my knees and thought he'd won until I said amen. And it's a picture of a soldier in full plate armor with his shield and a sword. It took me forever to find the right armor because they didn't have a shield. But it's so important to realize that the best position for us is on our knees. Not thinking we have rights to throw in people's faces, not saying, well, we should be able to do this, that, and the other thing. Yes, but when Jesus stood before Pilate, he wasn't saying, I have a right to do something. I have a right, I have a right. He was saying, I have a purpose. And he walked in it. Sometimes our purpose will be to say we have a right. I'm not saying it won't be, but did we hit the dirt? Did we pray? Did we fast? Did we seek God? Two, did we check the walls? Did we make sure that everything's in order? Did we make sure that the gaps are filled so that when we do have to deal with something, we aren't in disarray? And three, don't be distracted by other things when you have a job that God has given you. Don't allow them to pull you away from your great work on the wall. You know, Nehemiah said that every man had to carry a weapon and every man had to work near his home. They focused, when they were working on the wall, on the one directly in front of their house. How many know that that wall was probably stronger than it ever was? I'm going to build a wall right here, and it's going to be impenetrable because my family's right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. We need to be doing that. We need to be doing that. Amen?
Amen?
Making sure that when we stand as a unit, are we protecting those behind us? Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't even look at my notes and I jumped right forward. Realizing that sometimes it means staying on task even when the enemy seems to want to talk. Excuse me a minute. I have work to do. Yeah, just the devil. Hey, shouldn't you be out, you know, doing this, that, and the other thing? No, I'm sorry. I got to do this. This is more important. Hey, isn't this... No, I'm sorry. This is more important.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that kingdom mindset where it's not about other stuff.
That's right.
But it's about spreading the gospel. It's about making sure that everything is where it needs to be. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to go any further. I mean, this. There's a lot of detail we could go into, but I think you get my point. Hallelujah. We do covet your prayers as we go down. We have known this family since before I was born, I think. And it's she's going to be severely missed, but she's leaving an incredible legacy of her kids, her grandkids. Every single one of them is seeking God and serving God. She's the kind of lady that when she walked in and smiled, the whole room lit up. She's the kind of person that even though if she was feeling bad, she would try and make it to show social things and try and make sure everybody had enough to eat and make sure that things were getting cleaned up. And, you know, she was the kind of woman that everybody looked up to. And so this is a big blow for the House of the Lord Church. So be lifting them up. Be lifting up the Snyder family. In fact, that's why Amy left. She's going to go down and help look after kids during the funeral and the viewing and stuff. So just be praying about it. No, it's going to be down in Williamsport. So we're going down right after church, after we eat some lunch. So it's kind of been on our hearts. You know, we heard Monday that she was not doing well. She was in ICU after a gallbladder surgery and something had gone wrong. And everybody was just saying, pray, pray, pray. And we stopped and we just had our prayer meeting up by ourselves and just said, God, you know the end from the beginning. We prayed for healing. We wanted her back on her feet, but she has been called home. And so Tuesday was a rough day because we had gotten the information that she had passed. This is going to be a rough one. Please pray. Please lift that family up. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you so much that sometimes it's just us needing to talk to you. Thank you, Lord God, that you didn't make it complicated, that you didn't make it difficult, but that you just wanted to have a conversation with us. Hallelujah. Just wanted to point something out and say, hey, you need to pray for this. You need to do some warfare for this, that, and the other thing. Hallelujah, Lord God, help us. Lord God, to take this to heart. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Help us to get more and more of a revelation of that. Hallelujah. And Lord God, even as we go from here, Lord God, we pray that we wouldn't be distracted. We pray that, Lord God, you would show us, help us to have that discernment to show us what to pray for. Yeah. Hallelujah. To really dig in, Lord God, and to be able to move, hallelujah, around spiritually and to be able to, Lord God, touch hearts, hallelujah, and minds, Lord God, that we would be able to see, hallelujah, what you would have us to do. Hallelujah, light our path. Hallelujah, be a lamp unto our feet. Hallelujah, so that we know where to step. Hallelujah, we want to serve you, Lord God. We want to be obedient. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Hallelujah, we acknowledge, Lord God, that we are finite. Hallelujah, we are fallible. Hallelujah, but Lord God, you are everything. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, even as we go from this place today, Lord God, I pray that you would bless every heart. Hallelujah. Strengthen every soul. Hallelujah. Quicken every mind and body. Lord God, we pray for healing for those that are hurt. Hallelujah. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for peace and comfort for those who mourn. Hallelujah. We rejoice with those who rejoice. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we pray right now your spirit would move mightily around through this valley, through the area, through the region, through the state, through this country. Hallelujah. That hearts and minds would be changed and every knee would bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Be with us, Lord God. Put your angels around every vehicle, place, and person. Hallelujah. That there would not be one hair missing. And that we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.